Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports update. GWS will challenge one-game bans handed to both Toby Green and Jesse Hogan in a bid to free them to play on Thursday night against Brisbane. Green faces his first suspension in more than 2 years over his mid-air bump. AFL great and Giants director Jimmy Bartel says it needs to be explained what option Green had in that situation.
I think the key here is actually to ask what is reasonable in the circumstance. So when two people are in the air and one of them is probably moving at about 20 kilometres an hour, Toby Green, the tribunal should ask what would be reasonable and fair in the circumstance. He couldn't have pulled out of that one. They'd already both left the ground. Judge them at real speed and real time.
West Coast has confirmed it'll challenge Tom Barasa's one-week sanction for rough conduct. Bombers coach Brad Scott says Sam Draper will hold his spot in the team for the Anzac Day clash despite key tall Peter Wright returning from suspension.
I should know better than to look at the weather forecast in Melbourne a week out, but it just keeps changing all the time. So that'll come into play as well in terms of what we do there. The art and the science of coaching, this is a bit of an art this week, I think, in terms of what can it look like, you know, how do we want to structure up. I can tell you I'm extremely pleased to have those options available to us.
Scans show Kalen Ponga requires surgery on a foot injury, ruling the Knights star out for at least 12 weeks. Ponga will likely miss all three State of Origin games. Knights prop Jack Hetherington has taken the early guilty plea for a tunnel scuffle with Bulldog Reid Marnie and will serve a one-match suspension. Storm halfback Jerome Hughes is laughing off reports he's seeking a move to Queensland. Broncos legend Corey Parker revealed he's heard rumblings the New Zealand-born playmaker wanted to be closer to family in the Sunshine State. Hughes says Melbourne is now home.
That's just rumours. I don't know what they're talking about, to be honest. And I haven't seen the story or anything, but you know, a few boys have said something to me. You know, I don't know what they're talking about. So obviously, I was up there, you know, before I started my NRL career. Played for the Gold Coast Titans up there, and I think they're just trying to make a story out of it at the moment.
Football Australia has announced New South Wales, Queensland and WA as the proposed host states for its Women's Asia Cup bid for 2026. Australia is the sole bidder for the event. The hosting rights aren't expected to be formally confirmed until May. EPL club Nottingham Forest is questioning the integrity of a VAR official claiming they support fellow relegation battler Luton Town. The club was denied three penalty decisions in a 2-0 loss to Everton, remaining just 1 point outside the relegation zone. Manager Nuno Espirito Santo says he can't understand how all three appeals were dismissed.
It's hard to take. It's hard to take due to the situations that we are. We feel that they are taking things away from us. It's very, very hard to not react for it.
Audio from Optus Sport. Liverpool has kept its EPL title hopes alive with a 3-1 win over Fulham. Crystal Palace defeated West Ham 5-2. Aston Villa downed Bournemouth 3-1. Oscar Piastri's impressive debut season in Formula One is continuing, picking up more points at the Chinese Grand Prix. He finished 8th despite significant damage during the safety car restart pile-up, which took Daniel Ricciardo out of the race. Piastri says it probably cost him a better place to finish.
I don't know how much time it was worth, but looking at the back of the car after the race, it was pretty destroyed.
Max Verstappen won the race ahead of Lando Norris and Sergio Perez. The PGA Tour's heritage is on hold due to poor weather in South Carolina. Masters champion Scottie Scheffler leads by 5 shots with 3 holes to play. And game one of the NBA playoffs today, the LA Clippers beat Dallas 109-97. The Boston Celtics with a 20-point win over Miami Heat. The Pelicans going down to Oklahoma by 2 points and the Bucks too good for the Pacers. I'm Kiara Parker and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.